So it really was just they, U.S. Steel really just sold their asset along with many of their employees. Boy, that's
Not all of them went, but quite a few of us went to Ingram. Some went to the national office. I stayed there in Pittsburgh and managed that the maintenance there. And then they needed me down in Paducah here to set up, to change this maintenance shop, you know, and move it around and get it in a good geographical location because they were up in the quarry, which is up the Tennessee River. And we wanted to move everything down to the city front. Because they had that facility, the old St. Louis ship facility is where we were. So we set everything up down there. And I worked there for 2 years. And then they sent me back up to Pittsburgh to put that back together and keep things running there. And, you know, the maintenance-wise. And then they started moving things around, you know. They didn't need the Pittsburgh office like they used to, so I ended up in South Point, Ohio, managing the shipyard work, and I took care of all the upper Ohio boats for Ingram and did their dry dockings there at the shipyard in at McGinnis Shipyard in South Point, Ohio. So I stayed there until they needed me back. They're having some problems back here in Paducah. And the vice president of operations wanted me to come back down here. And I came down here in 2002 and took over the vessel maintenance, boat maintenance. We had 90 some boats then. And I had a crew of 7 port engineers and secretaries. It was a good setup. We built up our own office barge. I laid it all out, you know, put offices in, a conference room and stuff for my gang. And we ran everything from there.
Just make sure that all the Ingram barges and towboats were in good shape.
Kept records on it, and I worked closely with the Vice President of Engineering Operations, that was David Sert, and worked with him, and it was a pleasure to work with him. He's a good man to work for, and